Are you looking for the safe space? Maybe going for the right space? Quest the podcast, we stay here, not just for the gays. What was the all days, darling? Where am I asking, bitch? Come sit down here. Popcorn's diva, come sit there. Quest the podcast, just here for you. Get your hair face plug on it. We're going in this place, darling. So fucking LGBT, mama. Yes. It's Quest the podcast, baby. I'm going no further. It's the house of the homosexuals.
This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here, we're LGBT here. Hi guys, yo, what's up? It's Kenneth of Quest City Podcast, and this is Quest City Podcast. It's Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. This is where we say the old thing, you know, we get the old gist and the old stories here. Education, we do it here. Everything about your lifestyle, my lifestyle, as queer people in Nigeria, it all happens here on Queer City Podcast. Guys, and this, if today is your first time of listening, make sure you subscribe. Just make sure you're hitting that subscribe button, because it's very, very essential. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to lose any of our episodes. They come out every Monday. Every Monday, there is new episode everywhere you get your podcast from. Spotify, Google Podcast, iTunes, Spreaker, Podbean, everywhere. To get good podcast from. So, my dear, make sure you subscribe. And for those of you all who haven't or cannot be able to subscribe, you're listening through the web, make sure you're checking us out every Monday. New episode comes out every Monday. Just anchor.fm/Quest City. Anchor.fm/Quest City. Anchor.fm/Quest City. You don't want to miss out. Guys, this week, before I commence on this week, while I was online, let's do this first. First things first. Guys, Rock and Love, it's my salute to Beyonce. Yes, oh, I'm coming, bitch. I'm coming, Umbama. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm drinking all night. Yes, oh, I'm coming, bitches. I'm saying a big salute to all my B.I.s out there. Yes. You know, this is a, Beyonce is a stan of the community, right? And she's just everything to us. She is everything to us. You know, the community and Beyonce, we got so close to the extent that people stereotype every community member to be a B.I. Personally, I'm not a B.I. actually. Yeah, guys, I'm not actually a B.I. But then, I give honor to those, and I Beyonce has paid her dues. She paid her dues. Let's refer her, right? She paid her dues already. So, for y'all who haven't seen Homecoming, Homecoming is on Netflix. It's, darling, it's on Netflix. Make sure you're seeing it. So, this week's episode, I really want to talk about effeminacy in the community, right? There is this sissophobia in the community towards effeminate people, most especially when it comes to hookups, right? Especially to people who are meeting people online, or I don't know, wherever you guys meet. But then there's this trend of effeminophobia, right? Because last week I was online and I saw this message by somebody on a public group. He said, can our bottoms start working out their muscles? Can our bottoms start working out their muscles? Sense of entitlement. Who is your bottom? I don't know. Your bottom, like you own the person or what? That height of objectification. Can our BTM start working out their Moses? I don't get, what do you mean by that? They should start working out their Moses. TBs. Oh, no way. You ain't doing this to me. This is actually emotional abuse. I'm crying. What the fuck? TBs. Darling, this is alarming. I don't know. Personally, I feel the acronym TB actually reduced the community to sex. That's me personally. I don't know. Oh, let's just call this episode. Do I really want to be identified as TB? Yes, I think I should actually call this episode that. Do I really want to be identified as TB? Because I don't know. Personally, it doesn't work for me. But I feel it's part of being
objectified, you know, to the extent of demeaning us to sexual beings alone. That's when we can talk about effeminacy being a problem. Because I don't know. I've heard worse things as guys saying, why are people effeminate? If they wanted to date ladies, they could have dated ladies, but then they wanted to date guys. That's why they are queer. The same way you're a guy is the same way an effeminate person is a guy. I don't know. It doesn't reduce the person. So, doesn't emasculate you. Feminacy doesn't emasculate anybody. So, my G, I don't know. Are you insecure? I don't know. It's a TB. Okay, I would skip that part. TBs are more handsome than most of these dirty straight dudes. Queer guys are more handsome than this dirty straight dudes. True that. Mm-hmm. True that, guys. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's fucking true. Most of these straight guys are fucking dirty. Mm-hmm. Most of these straight guys are fucking dirty. But then there are some with nice boobs. Oh my god! I'm a hoe. Girl, I know I'm a hoe. Seriously, I am a hoe. But let's continue. He said, the only thing I find attractive in them is their masculinity and toned body. Okay, you're trying to say, what makes straight guys attractive to you is their masculinity and their toned body. Only there are quite a number of persons in the queer community who are gym rats and their bottoms. Right? Guys, let's get it right. Let's get it right. There are quite a number of guys out there who are so muscular and so toned up. And their bottoms and their core, they are not even straight. So, I think this is a level of internalized homophobia, though. Yes, that's just me. I think this is a level of internalized homophobia. Because, I don't know what you mean by the only thing I find more attractive in them is their masculinity and tone body. Are you saying queer guys aren't masculine or we don't have tone body? I don't get. Maybe you should try to get that out. This is a level, it's the height of internalized homophobia. Thank you. It's just the height of internalized homophobia. I personally can't absorb the whole of this. This is negative energy. Oh, no, this is negative energy. Why I'm saying this is because...
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Simple. That's it. All my friends are queer.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
And I have friends who are masculine and they have toned body. They really do have toned body. So, Uncle, what are you saying, please? I'm saying many of them don't work out. Many of them don't work out. Okay, let's continue, please. But I guess engaging in sports help them look sexy. This is stereotype.
Stereotype.
Oh, stereotype. Stereotype. This is stereotype. This is the height of all stereotypes. This is the height of all stereotypes. Are you trying to say queer guys don't engage in sports? I don't get what do you mean by that. Sex is sports. Guys. That's true. True that. Sex is sports, girl. Sex is sports. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Shani. Sex is sports. So. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, now let's go back to it. Rewind. Many of them don't work out, but I guess engaging in sports helps them look sexier. Darling, we also engage in sport. There are quite a number of people. There's this, I think the first footballer to come out queer, Fashano or so, is Nigerian queer and is a footballer. There are quite a number of people also out there who are into full-time sports and they are queer. So, Uncle, what are you saying? We also engage in, I've said this is stereotype. This is just emanating from stereotype, please. Furthermore, he now said, I'm not trying to start a fight, Uncle. You started already in your life. All I'm saying is, let the BTMs bring their masculine game on. Some of them, this is what I said the last time when I was talking about internalized homophobia. It is all items, sisophobia, and I feel, personally, I feel sisophobia is like a downstream of internalized homophobia. Feminophobia is a downstream of internalized homophobia. Because what do you mean by all I am saying is let the BTNs bring their masculine game on. Darling, there are quite a number of tops that are effeminate. One. Two. There are a lot of BTMs who can't be masculine because they are not. They are effeminate beings. It's who they are. They adore their body and they worship it. So, and then the third thing is, this is not a game. How long did I see these guys? This is not a game. This is no game. It's no game. I don't know what people mean by game. I don't know because I don't know what it means by, excuse me, let the BTNs bring their masculine game on. Uncle, I've told you always, if your game ain't playing, buy a new console. If your game ain't playing, buy a new console or change your battery. I don't understand. And last one says, and most up would stop trying to convert straight boys. Okay, now this is it. I don't really believe in conversion. Well, I only believe in exploration. I don't believe people are trying to explore, right? What they term as successful conversion is just like you trying to help. It's just like you bringing out a latent potential in people, right? I just feel that's what you do. You just bring out a latent potential in people. Now, that's why I said I don't believe in conversion. Now, so when you say they should stop trying to convert straight guys, you're trying to say they should stop trying to explore straight dudes. Okay, now this is you trying to explore a straight dude is actually you dealing with a broken moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be factual with each other on this podcast today, my dear. This is it. Whatever would make you try explore or get down with a straight folk is actually you being disrespectful, because they say respect the begat respect, right? If you want people to respect you for your sexuality, you need to understand that being straight is a sexuality. It's not until we have LGBTIQS. We don't need the S there. We need to recognize the fact that being straight is a sexuality that needs to be respected. And when people tell you they are straight, sugar pie, you need to respect them, right? So while you guys term as conversion or straight guys, I see it as just having a broken moral compass. It's just you being disrespectful and being a violator. My dear, I believe you deserve to be prosecuted for that, regardless. Regardless, once people tell you they are straight, my dear, accept it, they are straight. The same way you want people to accept the fact that you're queer, right? That you, whatever you are, right? So when, I don't know. What this person is trying to say is, I think you're trying to fool, you're trying to fool a broken moral compass here by telling people that most of us will stop trying to convert straight. Why the fuck are you trying to convert initially? Right, this is just you trying to tell me that parents wearing the parents dressing their children all up and all uptight, you know, wearing them oversized clothes would stop people from being pedophiles. I don't get, sugar. You're a pedophile. You're a violator. You're a disrespectful being. It's who you are, my dear. Let's call a spade. I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything, right? And the last thing he said, and entering keto. Why won't you enter keto when you're already disrespectful? You don't even have you fail to give yourself value. You fail to respect yourself. Because if you respect yourself in the first place, you wouldn't extend your shenanigan to a straight folk, hence getting keto, right? You would have respected yourself, sit your queer ass in your house, and deal with just your queer contacts alone, right? You trying to say because a lot of BTMs are effeminate is the main reason why tops are actually going for straight dude is crazy. It's apparently crazy. It's just you being a stupid being. Yes, I'm sorry, I have to say this out. No, I say it here. You're totally uncouth, right? You're not couted at all. Because I don't know what effeminacy has to do with disrespectfulness or a broken moral compass. Lastly, said, please save the tops. I said this person is just totally objectifying the whole community. What does he mean by the save the top? Save the tops from what? From being disrespectful, or from being a disrespectful being, or I don't know. Wait, and then this is somewhat stereotypical. Does this mean that BTMs also does not disrespect people? Does this mean that BTM does not try to extend their hand to straight folks? Does this mean that BTM also does not try to violate straight folks? Guys, I don't know. These are just a lot of stereotypes out there. We really need to break, and we really need to work on ourselves as a community. My dear, we really need to work on ourselves as a community. I love y'all all. See y'all all.
This is Quest City Podcast, Nigerian first LGBTIQ lifestyle podcast. We are queer here. We're LGBT here.